Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. We are grateful to have you with us this day. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, yes. And we are just grateful. Yes, we are truly blessed that we can be in the presence of the Lord. Yes, yes. Go get your water. Go get your water. Yes, we know the importance of drinking our water. Yes, yes, yes. We are just blessed today. Yes, we are. Truly blessed. Truly blessed. Yes, yes, we are truly blessed today. Yes, we have so many things that are going on all over the nation, but we are blessed. Those that are in the household of faith, those that are striving, those that are seeking God, you're blessed. You're blessed and you're highly favored. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yeah, yeah. We are just grateful today. We know that we always start off our show with a prayer and concerns for others, our community as a whole. And we want to just take this time, this opportunity, and to go into prayer. Prayer for those who many times are unfortunate. Yeah, for the unfortunate. Yeah. Sometimes some of us have gotten into situations that we need help. We need help. Yeah. And the only help that can really sustain us right now, that can keep us, is the presence of the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit. It's His lead, to lead and guide us and show us how to remove ourselves. Yeah. And to break free. To break free. Mm-hmm. He will do it. He will do it. Yes, yes. We know that we have some of our listeners are sick. Some have been hospitalized. Yeah, we want to lift them up tonight. And we do know that some of our listeners just may be incarcerated. Yeah. They just may be incarcerated. Yeah. So we want to lift them up tonight as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for your word, because your word is true, O God. You said in your word, O God, that all we had to do was call on you when we need you, and you would come. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful, God, because you kept us and you never left us. Master, we are just grateful for all the things that you do, oh God. Not some, but all the things that you do. We know that you're always working it out on our behalf, oh God. Why? Because you love us, oh God. We ask, Master, that you teach us how to love one another, oh God. We need to love one another. We need to be concerned about one another. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Show us, oh God, how to live an unselfish life. We ask you right now, in Jesus' holy name, amen, amen. We are just grateful again that you are with us this evening. Yes, yes, we are grateful, and we welcome you to Victorious Living. This is Minister Janice, and I am happy to have you in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Yeah. So we're going to move quickly into our lesson. And our lesson today is selfish. And we know that we just finished a series, I would say, on the will of God. And we have learned what the will requires of us. Yeah, yeah. Because we're in the will of God. Those who are in the household of faith. Yeah. Those who are striving to do the will of God, we are in His presence. Yeah. Because we're trying. We're trying. Yeah. We want to live holy. We want to live right. Yeah. That's what we're talking about today. So in our lesson in selfish, I want to also just read for a brief moment, the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 says to put on the new person, put on the new person who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created you. So you put that image on. You put that smile on. You put that pleasing look, pleasant look on. Yeah, you put on love. You clothe yourself with love. You clothe yourself with concern, because that is the image of him who created us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so we're going to move quickly into our word. Our word tonight is selfish. Selfish is an adjective. Mm-hmm. Selfish is, it could be a person's, their action or their motive, lacking consideration of others, concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasures. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times we focus on ourselves. Uh-huh. We focus on ourselves. We're not thinking about others. So to be, if you're selfish, then the other alternative is to be unselfish. Yeah. And that is also an adjective. Yeah. Willing to put the needs or wishes of others before oneself. Always concerned about others. Always thinking about others. How you can help others. Yeah. 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 Do we have a choice to do this? Do we have a choice? Yes, we have a choice. Yeah. We certainly do. Yet we can choose to do good. We can choose to do the wrong thing. It's up to us. And God has willed this for us, that we have a choice. We have a choice. We have decisions that we have to make. When we become accountable, yeah, you make the choice of where you want to spend eternity. God is not going to force himself upon you. It's up to you. It's your choice. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Turn with me to Matthew's chapter 23. We're going to just do verse 25. Verse 25. And verse 25 says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence." Ooh. So you're cleaning the cup on the outside. So that means you're dressing all up and you're looking all good. You got on your church clothes. Can you hear me? You got on your church clothes and you're looking all pretty. You're looking all jazzy. You're looking all holy. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. But look in the inside. Look in the inside. Glory to God. We see malice. Yeah. We see greed. We see jealousy. Because along with greed comes jealousy. Yeah. It comes jealousy. Always trying to get more and more and more. Never having enough. It's that self-indulgence. Yeah. Me, I'm never satisfied. Yeah, look at that. Notice we see the word woe. And woe simply means a great sorrow, a great distress, trouble. Mm-hmm. So woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, pretenders. Yeah. Clean the outside of the cup, mm-hmm, and the plate. But within, they are full of extortion, bribe, spoiled, plungers. Yeah. And, of course, self-indulgence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, I would say 100% of the time, when you're packing all of this, when all of this has come to resonate in your body, this is toxic. This allows poisons to come into your body.
And this is something that we do on our own. God has nothing to do with this. This is us.
This is what we choose to do. Remember, we have a will. Yeah, it's a choice that we have. And God has allowed us to have a choice. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Extortion, the practice of obtaining something, especially money, through force or threat. It's really extortion is when you're stealing. You're taking things that do not belong to you. So you're extorting it. And you're going about it sneakingly, thinking no one is aware. This is that greed, that feed that you're feeding on. You're feeding on the desire to steal, the desire to take, the desire to have something that is really not yours. But you desire to have that. Look at this. Self-indulgent. Me, myself, and I. Never thinking of others. Never satisfied. Yeah. Mm. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And it says, but realize this, that in the last days, difficulties will come. For men will be lovers of who? Of one's self. Selfish. How selfish can you get? What do we see today? What do we actually see that is really selfish today? Could it be the refugees who are trying to get into the country and they're running from the rapists? Yeah, they're running from the sexual traffickers, they're running from imprisonment, that they did nothing wrong, but they're running. And us who have everything going on, we got it all. We're living in a huge mansion. We're living in a big house, driving a big car. Yeah, got a big bank account. We don't care. We don't even think about them. Selfish. Selfish. Yeah, this is what we see. We see this today. Selfish. Selfish becomes self-centered. When we are self-centered, we only think about us. Yeah, this is a road. This is a road that leads to destruction. I'm here to tell you. When you're not concerned about a baby that's crying because he's been separated from his parent, his mom. When you're not concerned, when you don't care, this is selfish. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And it says here that men will be lovers of oneself, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant. Arrogancy means they don't even care. They never even think about, never give it a second thought. Yeah. Well, these days are here, right now. The prevalent times of great stress, of great trouble, hard to deal with, and hard to bear. Yeah. For people will be lovers of themselves, utterly. Yeah, lovers of themselves. Mm-hmm. And I only want to know how much money do they have? How much money can they make? Yeah. Only want to be with people who are a certain class. Are you listening to me? A certain class. That's who I want to be with. A certain class. I don't want to be with the poor. I don't want to be around those who are in need. Yeah. This is what we're talking about. Being arrogant. Mm-hmm. Boasters, people who boast about their accomplishments, boast about what they have, boast about what has been given to them. Because remember, all your gifts, everything that you own, was given to you by God. There's nothing no one has that God did not allow them to get. Are you listening to me? Selfishness. Selfish people. Slanderous. Yeah. False accusers. Troublemakers. Yeah. They're loose. They're loose in their morals. They're loose in their conducts. They're uncontrolled, and they're furious haters of good. So if you're furious and you hate good, sound like you're hating God to me. That's what that sounds like to me. Because God is good, and he's good all the time. Yeah. So if you hate good, you're hating God. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, I said 2 Timothy the first time. I'm sorry. So this is 1 Timothy chapter 3. And it starts off here, and it says, here is a trustworthy saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. Now, if you want to be someone of leadership and leadership, yeah, have people under you, this is noble. This is what it's saying. If any man eagerly he seeks the office of a bishop or a superintendent, he desires an excellent task, meaning his job is excellent. Yeah. And it's the things that he should do should be conducted in excellency. Yeah. Verse 2 says, now the overseer, the bishop, be above reproach. The husband, to be one with one wife, temperance, self-control, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. Yeah. See, in order to do all of this, what we're talking about, you have to be an example. You must be an example. And sometimes, as an example, you may not have to open your mouth. Just walk the walk. Walk the walk. Let me see it in you. Let me see you. You know, I've heard many times people say that people do not read the Bible, but they will read you. They will read you. They read you. They watch you. They see what you do, and they read you. I'm talking to you, the believers in Christ. Yeah. But I know that no believer is selfish. Oh, we don't have any selfish believers. We love each other. We don't have anyone that's selfish and gets to church and holds seats and don't let other people sit by. We don't have that because we are loving. We're not selfish. We're not selfish to the point that we find out if this person is in charge of something, we're not coming to church. We're not selfish. Yeah. But listen to this. It says, a bishop must give no grounds for acquisitions. Yeah, none. So you should not be able to accuse him of anything. Why? Because he's blameless. Are you listening to me? But must be above reproach. Yeah, above that. Because he's an example. And that's what he's setting. He's setting up high bars, yeah, for those under them to follow. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what leaders are supposed to be about. Yeah. You shouldn't have a leader in a person on the same level. The leader here, and this is the person that's supposed to be following, and the person that's following many times is beginning to pass the leader. No! Something is wrong with that. Yeah, something is wrong. Selfishness. Selfish. Selfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He should be a disciple. Yeah. He must be hospitable, concerned about where do you have somewhere to stay, concerned about do you have food. Yeah. Concern. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the question is tonight, if you're selfish, to stay selfish? No, you don't. You don't have to stay selfish. Turn with me to 1 John 2, 15 and 17 through 17. Verse 15 says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. See, you can't serve two. You can't be over here wishy-washy and say, oh, okay, I'm going to do this right now, and I'm going to do that. Now, I know we have tried that. Yeah, I haven't always been where I am today. Yeah. When I say that to the kids, they say in Sunday school, they just, Sister Janice, what you mean? I said, Sister Janice haven't always been who she is, okay? I had to get to where I am today. Yeah. I had God. I had him. He was the one who brought me to where I am today. It is not by anything that I have done. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And so it says here, the world is not for eternity. Mm-mm. Everything in the world will not last forever. The love of God will last forever, eternally. Our love should be directed in the right direction. Many times we are directing our love in the wrong direction. We're looking at the wrong things. Yes. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We're looking at the wrong things. We're looking at cars. We're looking at houses. We're looking at material things. Yeah. But that is not the love that God wants us to have. That love that I just call things material, these are objects that will bring selfishness into our life. Become selfish, self-centered, because we're constantly in greed. We're constantly wanting and never having enough, never being satisfied. Are you listening to me? The Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ is who we should love. We should love. We should love God. Yeah. We should love him more than we love ourselves. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. And we should love him so much that we want to be obedient to his call. We want to be obedient to his way. We want to obey him and not our flesh. Are you listening to me? 16 says, for everything in the world, the craving of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does comes not from, listen to this, it comes not from the Father, but from the world. The love of the Father, how we should look, we should see, the love of the Father, the agape love that the Father has for us. The cravings of things in the world, watch out. The boasting of things that we have accomplished, watch out. Things you have, watch out. Selfishness, self-centeredness is overtaking you. Yeah. You're not thinking of anyone else but yourself. 17 says, the world and its desires pass away. The man who does the will of God. Are you listening to me? Anybody hear what I'm saying? The man, the woman who does the will of God, you will live forever in Christ Jesus. Are you listening? Glory to God. Selfishness. Mm-hmm. Now, we just finished teaching about the will of God. Mm-hmm. What is the will of God for us? He wishes that no man should perish, but that every one should come unto repentance. Repentance, to turn, to change, to ask for help. Yeah. And be willing to come. And be willing to come to the Almighty God. Yeah. He's the one. No one else. He's the one who can help us. He's the one who can sanctify us. He's the one who can redeem us. Glory to God. Again, it's never about anything that we have done. We were all sinners. We saved by grace. Yeah. We were wretched. Wretched, I said. Wretched and undone. What is wretched? Unworthy. Living a sinful life. Sin in, sin out.
entertaining sin day and night. Yeah. But oh, there was one day, someone died on a cross. And his name is Jesus. Glory to God. He died on that cross for us, for the sins of the world, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Glory to God. And I thank him. I thank him because I was on a road that was corrupt. I was on a road leading to hell. But he saw fit. Same Jesus. That same God can save you. Mm-hmm. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We are truly grateful today, God. Grateful. We are grateful, Master, that you saw fit to call us. That you saw fit to clean us up, oh God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to remove the spirit of selfishness from us, oh God, as far as the east is to the west. Master, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to cleanse us, oh God, to renew our mind, God, to renew out you right now in the name of Jesus, to grant us a closer walk with you. And we will serve you, oh God, all our days. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. We want to just remind you again that we are grateful to have you with us. Mm-hmm. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yeah. The angels, they bow before him. Heaven and earth, they adore him. What a mighty God. Mm-hmm. He says that we don't have because we don't ask. So we need to start interceding. We need to start asking God for the things that he has in place for us. Yeah, it's already in place. Yeah. All we got to do is ask him so we can receive it. Yeah. He's not going to force it on us, but all he wants us to do is to ask. Glory to God. And he's just a merciful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We want to remind you on Sunday evenings, God Favorite Ministry with Pastor Vivian George, from 7 to 8 o'clock, come and dial the same number that you're on now, and you will have a blessed time in the Lord. You will be highly encouraged through your walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're just grateful again for your time and for you to spend time with us. And we know, we want to remind you that if you so desire to listen to us, you can always go into our archives and enjoy our previous shows. Yeah, yeah. What a mighty God. Yeah. All we have to do is remember that we have no desire to be selfish. Yes. No desire to live a selfish life, that we should always be concerned for one another. Yeah. Because somebody was concerned about us. Yeah. We're not just standing here on our own. We're not just sitting on our own. Somebody prayed for us. Certainly wasn't a selfish prayer. Glory to God. So learn today to be concerned with someone else. Learn today to encourage somebody. Somebody, yeah, you're capable. Amen. Be blessed.